After a lot of angst, we now have the school lunch revamp details. We've got 100 million and more saved, 107 million if you want to be precise, and more kids get the food. It's sandwiches and fruit for years 7 and above. Things will stay the same for years 0 to 6. We also have a new targeted program for about 10,000 kids between 2 and 5 years old in these poorer or community-run early childhood centres. Now, the co-chair of Health Coalition Aotearoa, Boyd Swinburne, is back with us. Boyd, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Scale of out of 10. 10, it's perfect. What's your number?
Well, I'll give them about a 4, I think. At least if we've got it going for another couple of years. But this, he just wanted to pull $100 million out in what he's calling savings, but it's really a withdrawal of investment into what is the biggest child nutrition intervention we've ever had in this country. You know, we're doing nothing otherwise about the problems that we have in childhood. With obesity, with rotten teeth, with poor mental health and so on. So this is going to be a big blow, and I think the schools are going to be really struggling to put it together because it is a huge amount out of the budget.
Well, hold on. It's whoa. Kids, more kids get fed.
Well, you mean the preschoolers?
Yeah. I mean, there are more children getting food as a result of this. You can't argue with that.
Well, that's what he's claiming. He's claiming that he's going to drop the amount coming to those high school kids and intermediate school kids from 160-odd million for that share of it down to 50 million and still have the same quality and still have the same results. That is a big call. And
well,
I think
he's arguing bulk buying.
Yeah, so that we now get what packaged foods rolled in pallets or something in the
What's
teachers
wrong with that?
And the school needs to because these current program has quite tough strong nutrition standards that it needs to uphold. I don't think any of these other programs have that, and they have it's fresh food that's prepared every day. I'm not sure that is what he has in mind with these big.
No, he doesn't. What he has is sandwiches and fruit. Boyd, you must be about the same age I am. We grew up on sandwiches and fruit. That's what we did. It wasn't the end of the world.
Nothing wrong with sandwiches and fruit. I'm not sure that's what he's delivering.
Well, it's exactly what he's delivering. You said sandwiches and fruit.
That's what he said. But I don't know how that's going to happen without the teacher's going to make the sandwiches. This is a huge pull of funding out of what is a major program that schools really appreciate. It's doing its job. It's alleviating hunger at school. It is improving health and nutrition in kids. It's contributing to local jobs. He wants to pull those local jobs out. They'll go for sure if you have big centralized systems like we have. To the hospital, you know, have one huge supplier, sure. Package it all up, send it around the place. That is probably the model that he has in mind. And
what's wrong with that? Either you're focusing on nutrition or you're not. I mean, you're focusing on savings, you're focusing on jobs. If you want to get a sandwich and some fruit in a kid's stomach, that's no bad thing. That's what we're doing, and there are more kids getting it than were previously.
Well, that's what he's claiming, but I don't see how I can do it when he brings the money down.
Would you be happy to come on the program, Boyd, in a year's time when all the kids have got the sandwiches and the fruit and it actually has worked and you happen to be wrong?
Well, Mike, I've got two hats on here. One is a researcher where I'm actually doing the research on the evaluation of this program, and the other is my Health Coalition hat where we're advocating for the continuation of the program. We will certainly be continuing to evaluate this program. And I started off pretty skeptical about this program, I have to say, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't a big fan of it. But the more I've got into doing the research and seen the results in education, the more I like it.
All right, listen, I've got to go. I'm not being rude, Boyd, but I've got to go because I'm up against it. But I appreciate your time. Boyd Swinburne.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online. And keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.